and not being picked to like ever go in to play basketball or play soccer. What?
Si se puede.
Si se puede? Yes, we can.
Isn't that the...
You said, si se puede. It's si se puede. Listen. Yes, we can. And why are you telling me yes, we can when I'm being benched?
Because in the movie where I got that from, they were benched. When they said they could do it.
No, you should say like, pobrecita to me or something.
No, I'm going to just say, you good.
Go ahead.
Andale.
Andale, vete, vete.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of
Tea Time
and it's your favorite kind of episode because it's just me and Raven. It's
you
a solo.
Love us. You love us.
You guys are begging us for more solos.
Beg me.
We have heard your
begging prayers.
We've heard your beggings, and we're here to answer your prayers and give you just us. Completely unfiltered in glasses. I feel like this should be my solo episode uniform because our last solo, I was wearing my green one of this and hilarious. Then my black and yellow glasses. And today I'm wearing
black
my
and black yellow,
one
black
of this
and yellow.
And my these glasses.
Babes, I'd like to thank you.
India, thank you, China. Go ahead. For what?
I was going to say. For this.
You're welcome.
I got a new fidget, you guys. Mm-hmm. And it has little baby textured hard pieces on it.
You know what I'm mad about? We are such fidget people, and we like you guys know I have my Nido all the time. I talk about it all the time, and they do not. Hi Nido, you want to sponsor us? And now we're going to give these guys a free shout out. These are called Ouchies. And yeah, talk about it, baby.
So my wife said, my wife knows that I have PTSD and a couple of other things going on in the cranium, and
specifically.
And one of the things that I didn't really know was a side effect of it was kind of inflicting a little bit of pain on yourself. Now, I don't cut myself. I don't draw blood intentionally, but I will have moments where like I scratch myself so much to where I make myself red and I'm like, it doesn't really itch.
Yeah.
I'm just getting there.
Part of what why I got this for you was because the man who made this made it for his wife who has PTSD and has what he was calling hurt fits. And she would scratch herself or pick. And there are people who have a lot of that when they become triggered into something. So she really found help in this. And then he started helping other people with them.
I went into scratching myself a lot, not to where I would draw blood, but it would kind of raise the skin and I will like pinch myself. You've experienced the version where I like get an ingrown hair and pick it until there's obviously no hair left. But you bought me this because of all the things that the guy told you about and him and his wife. And it has been amazing. The other day, you guys, I scratched my armpit with it. It was fantastic.
You've only had it since yesterday, mind you.
It's only been a day?
Yeah.
I felt like I've had this for a week.
No, I gave it to you yesterday.
You guys, I washed it. The feeling is so good.
Yeah, you're obsessed with it.
I'm obsessed with it.
You're obsessed with it.
Oh my goodness. It's like just scratching. It's fantastic. So I just want to say thank you for hearing my silent cries at night.
I heard your silent prayers and I answered them. That's what the theme of today is about.
Yeah.
Answering the silent prayers of all of you and you. Something that I've been thinking about recently is emojis. And I was wondering, so do you feel like when people send like the thumbs up or the peace sign and it's supposed to be like
the color of their skin?
Yes.
I believe it should be the color of your skin.
Okay, because interestingly enough, I was texting somebody who is like super, super dark and all of the emojis that they send were that the darkest shade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I've texted some people that are really white and they're that. I have stayed like in the neutral space.
So you're yellow?
I always use the yellows. But then I know somebody who is my color and uses the
white?
Yeah.
Okay.
My color and uses the darkest emoji. And I'm like, should there be emoji rules?
I think that's cultural appropriation.
Is it? Or is somebody expressing how they feel on the inside? Or do they feel like it's just like they can see it more clearly if it's darker? Like, I don't understand.
There's a lot of conversation around this right now in my brain. And
because I was going to say, I don't see anyone talking about it publicly. This was really like
and
a
what's
weird
what's happening to me right now is kind of like what you're saying. Do they feel connected to a culture that they don't look like? Do they feel like the emoji of the thumbs up or the you know, yeah, bro, does it feel more grounded because it comes from...
Or do they just like high contrast?
Yeah, but even the emoji, the dark brown emoji is not like super... There's not a lot of contrast in it. It's just...
It's almost kind of dark. No, it's just like black.
There's more contrast in the yellow than it is the actual... Mm. And it's not black, it's brown. But then the white and the brown. That's weird. Who is that?
I mean, this one is really...
Who is that?
Look at this, though.
I don't know if I like this person. Who are you cultural appropriating as?
And then you have someone like this.
Who is this? Yes, that makes sense.
Right.
I love a light brown person.
Yeah.
But like... we're talking about the white person.
What do you
using.
Use?
I use a high yellow, which is also a light brown.
I just stick to the yellow.
Why do you feel like yellow represents you best?
I don't think about representation when I'm texting or using emojis.
I don't know if I can be with you anymore. It's always about representation in this generation. I'm just playing with you, babe.
I don't know. It's always
about representing. No, I'm just playing.
When I tell you who uses the dark emojis in my... You have to guess.
No, I'm not guessing on live.
But
tell
when
me,
you...
Tell me
okay,
in my ear.
Okay, okay. It makes so much sense, though.
Okay, so this makes sense. Let me explain why that's happening.
Okay.
The reason that this person is using a darker emoji than the color of their skin is because their soul is black.
There you go.
Period.
So that's what I'm saying.
I know that person, and their soul is black.
So that is like a Rachel Dolezal. She is Italian, so she is olive-y, but she...
See, yeah.
But she goes, yeah.
You know what? I love you. I love you for doing that. I appreciate that. If it was someone else... I would have a problem.
Yeah.
Some people do get a card. You know what I mean? Some people get a pass. You know, I have a problem when playing games and in the text thread, you're not able to put emojis. You guys have recently started playing Total Battle.
Oh my God.
And I love that freaking game.
My wife, I've lost my wife to the game. She's obsessed.
You guys.
You're in this game 24/7.
I am on the battlefield. It's about to be Clash of the Thrones.
Yeah, I'm literally like, hey, babe, come on. It's time to go. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm fighting someone right now. I'm like, what? She's like,
I'm fighting a level seven rare common monster.
Yeah. She's like, I'm building an aqueduct right now. I can't. Where are you building this? You're wild.
For my clan, I just want to say I'm working, which is why I cannot enter the war right now.
Were you ever somebody who wanted to go to like Renaissance fairs?
Okay, yes.
Because I feel like you're playing this.
I would go to Renaissance fairs, but not to dress up, but like for the food. Because I love a rustic, roasted turkey leg and a pie filled with meat. Come on now, like a pasty.
A meat pie.
Also known as a meat pie, you know? I like a fairy every now and then. I like the little fairy outfits. I'm not going to be mad if, you know, someone passes by with me. And
like, but were you, like, wanting to joust? What are you trying to do, make out with one of these fairy people at Renaissance fairs? What are you doing?
Could you imagine?
You're like, Raven's just there with two turkey legs, a meat pie, a little fairy walks by. She's like, her mouth is... You're trying to... I don't know. What the picture in my head right now is terrifying.
Sounds fun to me.
The thing that I also think is kind of funny about your game is that over the last weekend there was a fight in the real fight,
guys,
not like a fake fight.
The fight was crazy.
So let me quickly try and fill you guys in. Someone in the group chat got angry and called somebody a monkey,
which was very disrespectful.
So then somebody else was like, that's extremely disrespectful. You don't know what color people are. You don't know what age people are. Like, we can't be calling each other these names. Meanwhile, the person who was called a monkey got extremely upset and told the person who called them that to go take a cucumber to their mother.
You guys.
Then that person became extremely offended. And then many other people were very offended.
So offended that they went to administration.
They went to the app developers. They were like,
here's what I figured out.
Wait. Oh, let me just say that. This is what's so funny. So we're reading through all this because Raven was away from her phone for a few hours. And when she's catching up, she's just like cackling into her phone. I'm like, what's happening? She's like, this is crazy. You have to look at it. And I start reading them out loud. And the thing that was so funny to me and why I was like, who are these people? Is because even as they were fighting with each other in real life, they're like, you should take this to the king. This is deeply offensive, and I hereby declare that I will not stand for this kind of language in a chat where someone might be 10 or 30. I am, like, I am deeply offended by thou. And I was like, is this, who are you playing with,
all babe? Of my people. These are my people. I feel connected to my villages,
yeah,
and my cities,
yeah,
and my captains, mm-hmm, and my heroes,
right,
my king, mm-hmm, which is, he's on the throne right now, but in the next couple of days we're gonna have a war for the thrones,
right,
and my king awarded me a whole bunch of money to build my army, babe.
But that's amazing. But also, just back to this story,
I'm about to get the back resolution. To it. I'm about, yeah, to get back to it. And these people,
yeah,
we work hard to grow our cities,
right,
and for anyone threatening verbiage like that, or, you know, penetration of one's mother with a vegetable.
This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part. The comeback, they're like going back and forth, going back and forth. And then the person says, and I can't wait to see what you might suggest next. I take two cucumbers to my mother. It was like,
the clan chat is crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
But these people are like, I've met mothers and fathers and people going on vacation and people who have like really high-end jobs as well as teenagers. Like, somebody that I know is all the way in India and we talk chill. I was like, okay, sir. And he's like, call me bro. I was like, got it, bro. Am I a nerd?
Massively.
Mm.
You, yeah.
Well, Total Battle, I love you. If you want to give me some gold ingots or a couple of coins, I'm down for the cost.
You're in one chat and we're going to go into another chat today.
Oh, another chat.
Because we actually don't have a topic in our teapot.
No, it's
empty. Yeah, we do.
Oh, we have a topic in our teapot. Let's pull it out.
Let's pull it out.
Okay. Today on Tea Time, we're going to let chat, not Raven's chat, but ChatGPT.
Oh, GPT.
ChatGPT is going to choose.
Oh, I like this.
Hi, ChatGPT. Can you please give me a singular topic for my podcast called Tea Time with Raven and Miranda for Raven and I to discuss today on Tea Time?
It's a lot of tea time. So
needs
all that prompting?
I don't know.
You should go to school for it.
Can you imagine? Sure. Here's a singular juicy topic for today's episode of Tea Time with Raven and Miranda. Would you tell your friend if their partner was cheating?
Okay, cool.
Boring chat. I'm disappointed. Hey, that one was kind of lame. We've already done it. Can you please give me five more? So in case your other three are lame, at least I have two.
Wow. The aggressiveness of it.
I hope, yeah, he doesn't call out your mother with a cucumber.
Got it. No repeats, no filler. Here are five fresh, fun, and layered topics.
Is it really talking like that?
Yeah. Topics for Tea Time with Raven and Miranda, and should spark some real convo and laughs between you two.
No way. It does not say that.
Yes, it does.
Prove it. Let me see.
Wow.
Okay. One, is it ever okay to stalk your ex online? Two, the main character complex. Do you have it or are you just delusional? Three, rebranding yourself. Reinvention or red flag? Four, the friend who dates your twin flame. Violation or just vibes?
I want to do the reinvention.
Five, okay. Is there such a thing as a low maintenance friend group? Okay. Which one do you want to start with, baby?
No, go ahead. I told you which one I wanted to do.
You said the reinvention.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good topic.
It says, when someone suddenly becomes a minimalist or spiritual or has a whole new aesthetic, are they evolving or hiding something?
I really like that topic and I want to talk about it because I was having a recent conversation with a friend about if I am going to, quote unquote, introduce my rebranded self to the world. And I said, no, I'm not going to, because it's just who I am. And in other times, I've had an album out or I've had new hair, and I'm like, this is the new me. But when I would come home, I would take all that off and just look like this, other than my hair being shaved or whatever. But I always just had this kind of steez when I was at home. So the reintervention, that's crazy. The reintroduction or the rebranding of someone's being or aesthetic in the industry is so loved and wanted and being wait and you know, people are grabbing at straws waiting for it because people have done it so well. Every album Janet looks different. Every album Madonna looks different.
So the topic is rebranding yourself, reinvention or red flag. So I guess that what you're saying is you've really done neither in terms of this appearance, because this appearance to you is not a rebrand, it's not a reinvention, it's actually just who you've always been. And what you're what this is more talking about is like, I mean, like a Demi Lovato, right? So Demi has like just released some new music and she is looking different. She has a different sound. She's kind of rebranding her look now as a married woman and da-da-da. Or we've seen JoJo kind of do that. So there are people, Madonna has done that. Like there are people that we see that reinvent themselves time and time again to kind of stay relevant or current. And so for you, it's really neither of those things. Like,
But that's what I'm saying. You've done it before.
But this is not that.
I've done it before, and I think it's interesting because somebody was waiting. Somebody was having that conversation with me, like, you look different. You should come out and say, this is the new me. And I'm like, nah,
but it's not
going to do that.
You.
And it's and like you said, you named those people. My favorite, like, rebranding of an artist was Jewel. Do you remember when Jewel first came out? She was granola. She was guitar. You couldn't tell her that Birkenstocks weren't the Gucci of the summer, okay? And then something happened and she came out looking like a pop star, neon and everything. And it's just like that twist. And then you're like, okay, well, which one is the real you? And I find that interesting in our industry, how people, I think I'm repeating myself, but are grasping at straws of what is the new you? What do you look like? How are you different? It's like not everybody has those big changes in life.
Well, something that my dad told me specifically about the industry was that if you want longevity in it, you have to be able to reinvent yourself.
Yeah, and
that
dad did too.
And that the most successful people in this industry are the people who have learned how to do that and do it well. And I think that that is because if you want to be in a career for 30, 40 years, time changes. What's popular changes. Trends change. So I think that there is a completely normal evolution of an artist that should take place, and that's okay. But a red flag in reinvention can also exist, because if you see somebody who is trying to do something to fit into a mold, like I don't know about Jewel's rebrand, but if she, let's say, had like a record label that was telling her she had to go pop,
totally was a red
label
moment.
Shift or
yeah,
had to
totally was.
Then that is a bit of a red flag, because you're being forced into something that maybe isn't true to you. I also think that there are people who get canceled or really fuck up or really just do things and then they try and reinvent themselves, and it's like, okay, this is screaming,
like, I'm back.
I'm grasping at straws, mm-hmm. to just try and still be relevant or try and still have a career or try and still make right for something that I've done wrong.
And then my dad used to tell me the same thing. You have to be able to reinvent yourself. But then while you were speaking, I was reminded about all these people whose careers have lasted so long in the acting world and in the singing world. For instance, like a George Clooney or a Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. Denzel... what was his rebrand that made him relevant? I think I don't know. And I also think there's a moment where you're so consistent in who you are and your talent that rebranding actually is the red flag, because it's like, why can't I just enjoy you for who you are?
I think that rebranding is more, or reinvention is more necessary for musicians. Than it is actors.
That's
because
fair.
Actors basically get to rebrand themselves every new role they take,
mm-hmm.
or recharacterize themselves. And I think that it's also important for people behind the scenes. So like what my dad was specifically talking about was being somebody who can be a jack of all trades in the actual business,
oh,
right?
Yeah, I agree.
So like he can produce, he can direct, he can then go into theater and produce and direct. So being multifaceted in that world also helps, especially if you're working at a large studio.
And I'm sure you've heard of it. A lot of people say that you're supposed to have at least three careers in your life, and that's rebranding yourself three mm-hmm. times in your lifetime. And that kind of goes along with just your child, when you become a young adult, that's a rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you become a mother or a father or a parent or someone old that does not want kids but is still living in an adult world, that's a rebrand.
It's also growth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you're alive and on this planet, the hope in my mind is that you're growing and that you're evolving, and maybe not physically anymore. You might have, you know, capped off there, but at least emotionally, at least spiritually, at least educationally, because continuing to learn and change, like I have been thinking about that too, because, you know, whenever I enter a new year of my life, I kind of am like, wow, what have I learned? What am I looking forward to? How much have I changed? What feels different?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with time.
It comes with time. I had another conversation with somebody this morning too about a friend of ours who was not very religious when she was in her 20s, early 30s. And now that she's older, she's very much a Christian, and kind of the Christian that's very loud and boisterous about it, mm-hmm. in a way where it's like, you believe all this now, but you were doing exactly the opposite when you were younger. Yeah. How does that connect? And I love people finding themselves in their spiritual path, and I think it's fantastic that you can be baptized and turn over a new leaf. But I do think sometimes, depending on the person's personality, when you start rebranding a lot in different worlds, like you come to me one time and you're a Buddhist, and you come to me, you know, 3 months later and you're a Christian, you come to me 4 months later and you're this, I think that's when the red flag starts coming up. Mm-hmm. When you can't stay consistent for a good period of time to really marinate in your juices to say, okay, this is who I am at this moment. And then I listen to myself and I'm like, why can't people choose?
That's what I was kind of thinking as you were speaking. I was like, yeah, okay, if I had somebody come to me and they were this yesterday and this tomorrow and then next week they're this, I would be like, that's a person on a journey, yeah, who's trying to figure something out. And ultimately, maybe it would make me feel like, you know, I don't really know how to like navigate trusting this person, or maybe, yeah, I'm not going to ask. But at the same time, I don't know. I think that we're entitled to that, and we're allowed, yeah, to kind of explore and, and I think we learn through contrast, which means you got to try it on. But I do believe that you have to give things the correct amount of time.
I do too.
And if you're somewhere for like a month and then you're somewhere else and then you're somewhere else, it's like,
how do you really know if you like it,
yeah,
or not?
Yeah. I've had an issue with that in my past.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I've seen a couple of pictures of you from your past. If you guys didn't know, my wife was a redhead at some point in her life.
Mm-hmm.
She was also a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like your hair color gave you a rebrand that also like manipulated your personality, or were you always you and just was like, I just want to be a brunette today?
No. I dyed my hair black, or as dark as I could, in high school.
Why?
Because my boyfriend told me that he liked brunettes, that he didn't like blondes, and he liked tan skin. So I started going to a tanning salon and I dyed my hair dark against my own desire. I was just trying to please him. And then I hope
your ex-boyfriend is with a black person now, because he just sounds like he really wanted somebody with dark hair.
No, okay. You don't have to be black to be tan and brunette.
You're right.
But also, he's not. He's with a blonde and blue-eyed person.
Asshole.
Anyhow, he told me that that's what he liked, so I started trying to do that. And then I realized that the root grow out of the dark hair was crazy, because I have lighter hair.
Yeah.
And so then I looked like I was going gray and it was just driving me crazy. I was like, okay, I can't do this. So I wanted to go back to blonde. And I went to a new hairdresser that I'd never gone to before, that a girl who had short, pin straight, thin hair, mm-hmm, which was, I should have known better, but I didn't. I thought her hair was so pretty. I was like, I'm going to go to your hairdresser. Went to her hairdresser, and the hairdresser slapped bleach on my head for 7 hours. I had boils and burns, and like I had chemical burns all over my scalp. My hair was the texture of straw, and I looked like Gandalf with orange highlights at the end of it.
So you rebranded yourself to an elf?
Literally.
I'm going to a Renaissance fair.
Yeah, with my past self. My mom picked me up from the salon. I still wasn't even like driving, and she started to cry and laugh at the same time. I had to wait for my head to heal, for my hair to get fixed. I had to then cut my hair as short as I could fathom. And that's how I ended up at a red, because I had to go through the proper stages of color correction.
Got it.
So it all felt traumatic, babe.
I see. And you really took a turn. My question was, did you feel rebranded?
I felt like, what the fuck?
Okay.
I felt like, what the fuck? Don't do things because your boyfriends tell you to.
That's, you know what? That's
be yourself.
Fair. You want to pick a new topic?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw that.
Okay. The main character complex.
Okay.
Do you have it?
Do you?
Or are you just delusional? A hilarious but real talk on what it means to feel like the main character in your life. Is it confidence, narcissism, or coping? That's interesting. I don't know. I don't really ever feel like a main character, to be honest. Sometimes in my own, like, private moments, I guess, when I'm, like, doing my skincare mm-hmm. or whatever. What is happening with you?
Nothing. I'm listening.
You're listening to me with that face, though? That means something?
She's the main character.
She's the main character.
And you're also, like, looking at yourself?
What are you talking about? How can I look at myself? I'm looking at you.
But you're glancing over.
Why are you worried about me?
Because I just know what this energy is.
So what is it?
It's, like, coy. It's kind of like you'll look at me when you are tickled by what I'm saying or you
think. I am very tickled.
Okay, whatever.
Finish your
sentence, when I'm like doing my skincare or whatever, when I'm by myself, I feel like the main character ish.
That's called a one woman show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't, in my life, like amongst all the people that I know and I'm with or when we're in social settings or no.
Okay.
You?
I am the main character in all of the characters. I am the only character. I was raised by a narcissist. I don't have narcissism. But I was raised by one, so therefore...
Narcissistic tendencies.
I just got the tendencies. And it also doesn't help that I've had two shows where I was the main character. And literally...
She's like, always been number one on the call sheet, never fucking known a different place.
Oh listen, God. But even when I was at number one on the call sheet and I was like number four, I knew it was about me. I always knew.
Yeah.
I always knew. My mom said it to me. She said she would be pushing me in a stroller and people would say, is that a doll? She's so cute. So obviously I was the original Cabbage Patch and the original front and center main.
I just recently rewatched Xenon and I can't believe how little you're in that movie.
I know.
I think Jack is saying that you're not the main character.
Let me explain. Hilarious. Let me explain what main character energy is.
Oh my God,
it's
Jack.
Strong enough to give others a chance. You know what I mean?
That is an epic reframe, and low key, that's kind of how Raven. That is
what?
That's so your perspective.
It is my perspective.
You're welcome. I'm not going to say anything because I'm so confident and I'm so main character that I'm just going to let the second, third, fourth, and fifth people just take the reins.
And at the end, you won because you got Protozoa.
Wow. Period. Period, Jack. Thank you. I got to dance on stage with him and Genuine. Let me tell you about something.
I love that. Also, Jack was watching Xenon.
Thank you, Jack. No, there is something to the egotism that it's just like, yeah.
When have you ever not felt like the main character?
That's funny, babes. What do you mean?
You literally have never not felt like the main character?
No, I've never not felt like the main character because just because you feel like main character doesn't mean that you... Okay, for instance, mm-hmm. if you look at a good main character, it has many levels. It's the one that doesn't get picked for the team right then and there, but when they grow out of school, they are running the Fortune 500 company. It's
like a reluctant hero.
I am that. it's, you know, there's so many levels to the main character that how can I not be? I don't really know how else to answer.
So if it's about confidence and energy...
Yeah.
I would say that for the most part, you definitely like live.
Why just for the most part? Because you can't give it all to me right now?
Because I have seen places where you are insecure. And I have seen places where you actually know like you're talking to your bosses. And you're like, okay, this person could like fire me or let me go. And you have and you're nervous.
Yeah, but they are not main characters. They just have more money than me.
And more power.
Yeah, but power isn't always about main character. The main character, for instance, Ren and Stimpy. Stimpy does not have a lot of power, but he is a main character. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of look at it like that. It's weird.
Yeah, I was trying to open it up, though, in terms of just because they were saying what builds that in this question.
What builds that is knowing that life is long.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of things can happen in a day. And you can have a boss one day. You can be the boss of someone else the next day. But it's how you show up to that meeting. Even if I'm scared of someone because they might fire me or they might, you know, they might not like me, it doesn't mean that the convo in my brain is like, you can do whatever you want to me now. Yeah, I'm going to be scared now, but watch me later when I do something else. You know what I mean? It's kind of in that world. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do have people that I revere and that I look up to. But I think Superman does, too. I think other main characters that we see in shows, everyone has a boss.
Then what's your kryptonite? Because every main character.
Pretty lady.
A pretty lady?
You.
Me?
You pretty kryptonite me. I tend to be like, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
That's so sweet.
I'm trying to be romantic, and look how she takes it. You know, she complains about, you don't say anything romantic, and she's just like, that's so sweet. You don't that even believe is. Me.
No, I do. That's so sweet. What am I supposed to do? Like, jump over and make out with you? Like, what would make you feel? Like just stroke your inner thigh. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. It sounded like condescending.
Yes, it did.
Why?
Because the way you say things sometimes sound condescending.
That is because I get a little embarrassed. I'm like, that's so sweet.
Oh, okay.
Not because I'm not believing it or anything. See, I feel awkward.
Good.
Let me be a main character. Thank you.
There you go. I liked it.
You didn't like my fake hair flip?
Listen, no, I didn't like that, but I liked everything else about it. I can't with you right now.
And then my twist over. Thank you.
Yeah. So if you're not the main character in your life, then what are you?
So I have said that I always have felt like I'm on the sidelines of my life. I remember saying this from such a young age, and I don't know why that I had a specific image too of literally being like benched and not being picked to like ever go in to play basketball or play soccer. What?
Si se puede.
Si se puede? Yes, we can.
Isn't that the...
You said, si se puede. It's si se puede. Listen. Yes, we can. And why are you telling me yes, we can when I'm being benched?
Because in the movie where I got that from, they were benched when they said they could do it.
No, you should say like pobrecita to me or something.
No, I'm going to just say you good.
No, okay. And... Sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Andale.
Andale, vere, vere.
So... In my head, I see this visual of, like, the basketball being played and I'm just benched and si se puede.
Don't take my joke. It was good.
For
those who know, no. Moving on.
Anyway, and what that means to me is I've had like, circles of friends, but then I never get invited to, like, the Friday night sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Monday, I'm, like, having lunch with that same group of people, but I'm left out. So I have had instances time and time again in my life where that is how I feel. I pitch an idea, and I don't get recognized for it. Someone else takes it and then pitches it, and then it gets the attention for it. I set something up, and I don't get... You know, hey, validate. Good job, Miranda. Somebody else gets, hey, good job. This is so I feel like I just have had that happen so much that I just feel like I'm not the main character, that I am the person that has actually been like my purpose has been to build other people up, to feed ideas, to generate things, and then never get the recognition.
I totally understand. I was the reason I understand is because the other day I was setting up a raid. For two or three cities in total battle.
God.
I swear to God, you guys. And I planned this whole thing out. I wanted things to happen. And then this one person comes in and they're like, well, we should do this. And I'm like, hold on, bro. Okay. I planned it first. If it doesn't work, you can go next. And he was like, okay. So we did mine. Didn't really work the best. We did his next and everybody praised him. And I was like, I'm the one who started this. That was the only time when I am my other self where... I could see how that situation gets done to you over and over and over again, and you start to chip away at that voice in your head that holds the confidence and holds mm-hmm. the bag of main character coins.
Mm-hmm.
Your coin bag is empty. Well, I'd like to fill it up for you.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm also talking about a lot of past experiences. I think that today I feel more main character-y than I have before.
Is it because you're on a show with your name on it?
I mean,
yes, thank you.
Yes, but also that's been hard because, to be totally honest,
being the main character is very hard.
No, because I'm not a main character when it's us, because you will always be the main character.
Always.
And so that means I can be an important character.
That's crazy. You guys, what's wrong with me?
It's true, though.
Yes.
And I know in our dynamic that you are famous. You are known.
I am main
character. Yeah, you are main character. And people don't know me. And so,
haven't you ever heard of a buddy comedy?
Baby.
Who gets first billing when Will Ferrell and who's the other guy in it? Oh, that's not a good joke. That's horrible.
That's horrible. That's what literally you're proving the point. We're keeping this in. But the point is, and that's okay.
Oh, that was so bad.
Because a good hilarious. A good buddy comedy is necessary, but I think that like there's also respect.
Yes.
And so I think for me, when we're talking specifically about us in this podcast, it's like, this is my world. Like, I created it. I built it. I like have done everything that is behind the scenes for it. And then it still at times is like Raven's podcast. I think
I understand, baby. You know what I'm saying. I want to apologize.
Why? I don't
for all
that.
Of the people that overlook you.
Okay.
Because of my main character energy. But I do feel like you have all the resources to make yourself a main character energy.
So I have Miranda moments.
Yeah, you have Miranda moments.
And that's main. It's M for main. Main Miranda. Miranda. Can we change it to Miranda's main moments? M&M.
I just N-M. Feel like, you know, because of your history and where it was, our growing up was different. You know what I mean? Like, I was bred to be a main character.
Yeah.
You technically were not bred the same way.
I wasn't bred to do anything.
Wow. That's a crazy statement. That's it's crazy. True. You don't take... Sorry, Teresa.
No, I mean, I wasn't bred to do anything other than live a life and like be successful and happy and figure it out. You know what I mean?
So you were bred to be successful and be happy.
And I'm successful.
And are you happy? Period.
No, I'm thriving. I'm great. Sitting on the sidelines.
I believe all of you right now.
All of me.
All of it.
I'm being dead serious. I just want to say this. It is hard when you're young to feel like you're not seen. Like when you're older, it's hard. We all want to feel like we're seen. We all want to feel like we are appreciated for our hard work, our good ideas. So when you have instances, especially in your developmental years, where you don't get that and you don't then have parents who help you reframe or learn,
it
just builds a harder...
What number are you on the call sheet in your life? Because I'm number one, so... Like, in your life, are you number one on your call sheet? What number do you feel you're at?
I have, like, a hesitation in being able... So I'm struggling to say I am number one, but I wouldn't say...
What are
say,
you really?
No, I think that... I think that I'm tied with you, in my mind.
So you're number one, too?
I prioritize you, your health, wellness, happiness, just as much as I prioritize my own.
That's beautiful. It's called a tandem. It's called a tandem... main character energy.
And when
it's shake or bake. I got you, babe. So what's going to happen? I'm going to shake or bake this
and when
bitch
I
together.
Know that you're not okay or you're not comfortable or you're unwell or you're pissed off, like, I will try and fix it for you before I try and fix it for myself. Oxygen mask you and then
me. Yeah,
but
that's not really technically main energy. That's the lesbian mother that I fucking love, and that's like the caretaker of you. You can be a caretaker and still a main energy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Period. Grey's Anatomy.
What about Grey's Anatomy?
They're caretakers, but there's some main energy in there.
Are you talking about just like
ensemble cast?
Oh, an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're just in an ensemble right now.
But I love being in an ensemble with
you. I love that for you.
I like our ensembleness, and I don't have an issue with.
I love you, babe.
I don't have an issue with. Our positioning. Like, I know straight up in my head, like, you will always be number one in the public eye. Like,
right.
when we're in our pitch meetings and when we're talking about our production company and when we talk about our podcast, it's going to be led with Raven because you are Raven. And so
main character.
Yeah. And so I don't have an issue with that. It's more like the behind the scenes, like when we're talking to our team or we're talking to
you're
people.
You're not my manager, but you give... But it's the people behind the scenes that really make the main character
stand tall.
Babes.
I'm too honest.
We're an ensemble right now. We are a buddy comedy. We are Lucy and Ethel.
I love that.
And eventually everyone has to fly on their own, Destiny's Child. And I do see
you're in such a
Kelly Rowland in your future.
Please give me one more outlandish, wacky, fun, scary, wild, unhinged topic.
ChatGPT.
Absolutely. Here's your one wild, unhinged, T-certified topic.
T-certified.
If you were replaced by an AI clone tomorrow, would anyone notice?
Let's talk about it. Chat, great question. There was a movie a long time ago with Robin Wright where she was an actress, and she got into a deal with a studio that wanted to scan her body and turn her into the first AI actress, and then she just withered away, but she stayed alive through AI movies. This was a long time ago. Great movie, Robin Wright.
Because it's also an old movie.
This is an older movie.
But about AI.
And I feel like there is going to be a time where we're going to have, like, AI humans. I can't say humans. I would say AI organisms that we wouldn't be able to tell the difference. There's so many shows that lead to that.
Okay, so if an AI version of you just walked into the bedroom or something, or an AI version of Laura was here, I fully believe that I would be able to recognize the difference. And the reason is I am extremely aware. And I am so, like, I notice the different growth of your eyebrow hair. Like, I am.
That's because I don't shave it.
No.
It never gets done.
But I notice how long it is. I notice when it's grown longer. I notice when your hair starts to change. Like, I'm just so, I know when you have, like, a pimple. I know when you're holding a little bit more water. I know when you're, like, walking differently.
Why is it all me?
Like, this is just what I'm saying. I'm with you quite
okay,
often.
Got it.
So I'm saying the nuance, but I also notice, like, when people get their hair cut. I notice when men, like, trim their eyebrows, change their beard. Like, Omar, he has a freaking new mustache and dyed his eyebrows.
Okay. How would you know that the AI is different if you just walk in and see it?
Because I'm so hyper aware.
So what do you think an AI is going to look like different than a
it's
normal
Laura? It's a clone.
Laura?
It's a clone. So
a clone is massively similar.
Yes, and there are so many online videos that are AI generated that people are getting tricked by, specifically like the bunny rabbits jumping on a trampoline that everyone thought was real, or deer like doing backflips and people think it's real.
I think by the time that AI can be injected into a human suit, that you're not going to be able to tell the difference right off the bat. I think you'd have to have a full-on conversation, because by that time, there is going to be advances in technology where, yes, you're not going to have hair growth, okay? So you won't know if their eyebrows were bigger, or you're not going to know if a pimple, I know when you have a pimple, but I also, you see your skin a lot differently than I do. So I feel like if Laura, our producer, said, I want to clone myself and put an AI in my cloned bodysuit, I don't know if I would tell the difference within the first day. Second day for sure, because something is going to go off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You really think you would tell instantaneously?
Yes, like today, I noticed.
That she's an AI?
Correct.
Oh.
And she's really bad for the environment.
Oh, so. Damn it, Laura. I guess we got to push you off. Tink, tink. It's time to toast.
Today, we are toasting to somebody who I desperately want on this podcast, Jack Black, because it's his birthday.
Jack Black.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Come
Jack
on our
Black.
Podcast.
See, he's main character energy.
All
Even
day,
though
every
day. He started as like fourth on the call sheet on Mars Attacks. Y'all go back and check that. Not fourth, maybe even lower down.
He's in Mars Attacks? I don't even remember that.
Dude, he's in Mars Attacks. I know you, Jack Black. I know you.
He has a buzz cut.
He does.
He has a buzz cut?
And he's a soldier.
Oh, he must have been young.
Yes.
Oh, he was young.
He was super young. Love us some Jack Black. I love Tenacious D. What was one of your favorite pieces of content that he has created for the universe?
Oh my God, his YouTube channel.
Without a doubt!
His YouTube channel is my favorite thing.
So good.
And when he goes to, rest in peace, the Arclight,
yeah,
and goes into that little weird protein shake store that also sold beauty products, and he tries creams and lotions.
Creams and lotions.
My sister and I died. Jack Black's creams and lotions. Because there is a brand called Jack Black. Mm-hmm. And he was like, interesting. And what are you going to do next? Leonardo DiCaprio, creams and lotions.
We love you. Happy birthday. Thank you for blessing us with all of your talent. And love you guys. Bye. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to click like, subscribe. And you know what? Share it with a friend. If you have a friend who has main character energy, write their name in the chat and share this video with them and let them know that you are their duo.
And if you have a friend who doesn't have main character energy, share it with them too. Because we matter too. Also, we would love to know who you would like to see as a guest on Tea Time. So please comment down below who your ideal person would be, and we'll try and make it happen. Because this has all been about answering dreams and prayers.
Can I have Raven do that? Because then it'd be easier to edit, because you said the last thing, Miranda, so then I edit.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, you guys, do you have anybody that you want to see on Tea Time? Well, comment down below, and we will engage and see if we can get them on the podcast.
And don't worry, Jack, that didn't make me feel like I wasn't a main character on the show at all.
Wait, leave that in.
That's so good. I was like, oh.
No problem, Jack.